Computer scientists have released their latest ranking of the world's fastest supercomputers. Topping the list, a machine here in California built by the U.S. government. As NPR's Nell Boyce reports, it turns out you can build a really fast computer from surprisingly slow processors, like the kind that run your cell phone.
The computer at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory is called BlueGene. It can do over 280 trillion calculations in a second. That's like every single person on Earth, man, woman, and child, each doing 40,000 math problems, all in the blink of an eye. David Turek works on supercomputing at IBM, which built the chips inside BlueGene.
It's probably on the order of 100,000 times more powerful than a powerful desktop system.
And BlueGene is faster than anything else on the planet. That's according to an organization called Top 500, which ranks supercomputers. It released its latest rankings at a conference in Seattle this week. Now, you might think that a champion supercomputer would use the fastest, hottest chips around. But Turek says you'd be wrong.
What we did with BlueGene was something absolutely counterintuitive at the time we began the project.
Most supercomputers string together a bunch of off-the-shelf processors, the kind that power a high-end desktop. The problem is that these fast processors use a lot of power, generate a lot of heat, and are hard to string together in an efficient way. So Turek says BlueGene relies on processors that are relatively weak.
Because they're smaller and because they run slower, they also are cooler, and you can put more of them in a certain amount of physical space.
In BlueGene's case, there's 131,000 processors in a space the size of a tennis court. That's way more than your typical supercomputer, which has just a few hundred or a few thousand. Turek says BlueGene's processors, plus a couple of other tricks, helped it unseat the previous world champion, Japan's Earth Simulator. It's a computer the size of a football stadium, designed to model things like earthquakes and weather.
It was something that appeared suddenly on the scene and far outstripped what was the most powerful computer in play at that time.
The Earth Simulator reigned for 3 years, longer than any other computer. And Turek says that worried many American scientists.
The fact that it didn't come from the U.S. was a cause of concern because some people interpreted it as a litmus test on U.S. ingenuity and the state of our own compute industry.
So American officials were thrilled when BlueGene beat the Earth Simulator for the first time last year. It was twice as fast then. Now it's 10 times faster. Nothing else on the list comes close. Still, not many people will get to try it out. It's a government machine that scientists will use to study things like atomic bomb blasts and the folding of proteins. But experts say that such elite technology will eventually trickle down to more run-of-the-mill models, the kind used for everything from designing diapers to managing the stock market. Nell Boyce, NPR News. ¶¶